Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Dee Fondi. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Hook. Batting third. The second baseman, Gene Baker. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Walt Morin. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jim King. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Pete Wisenant. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hobie Landreth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam Jones. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Sam Jones. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The left fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting third. The center fielder, Gus Bell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Crow. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Wally Post. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Alex Grammas. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Brooks Lawrence. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Brooks Lawrence. And now, play ball. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Temple reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hook hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lawrence fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a fly ball into center field. Wisenant settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson strikes out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Wisenant settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Reds. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey takes first base on ball four. Alex Grammas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grammas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first, with Jones covering, for the out. Bailey moves to second. two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a fly ball into left field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Pete Wisenant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wisenant hits a ball on the ground towards third. Grammas fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Brooks Lawrence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawrence strikes out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 1 in the game. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke juggles the ball. That's an error on Hoke. Robinson moves to second. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robinson scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Reds. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bell. The throw from Landreth and he is out, Banks applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0 for 1 in the game. Fondi hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoke hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 1 in the game. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lawrence juggles the ball. That's an error on Lawrence. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. Two runs are unearned. It's Cubs, 2, Reds, 2. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 1 in the game. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Crow hits a fly ball into center field. Wisenant settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0 for 1 in the game. Post hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bailey hits a fly ball into left field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0 for 1 in the game. King strikes out. 1 out. Pete Wisenant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wisenant is 0 for 1 in the game. Wisenant hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is 0 for 1 in the game. Landreth hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Alex Gramas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gramas is 0 for 1 in the game. Gramas hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hoke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 1 in the game. McMillan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Landreth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Brooks Lawrence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawrence is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawrence strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0 for 2 in the game. Fondi hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0 for 2 in the game. Hoke hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crow scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hoke for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 2 in the game. Temple hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive towards third. Hoke reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bell for the out. Temple moves to second. 2 outs. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Crow is walked intentionally. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0 for 2 in the game. Post hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Temple scores. Crow moves to third. Post moves to second. It's 3-2, Reds. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bailey is walked intentionally. Ted Kluszewski pinch hits for Alex Gramas. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Rocky Bridges now playing third base. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 2 in the game. Baker hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 2 in the game. Morin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Banks moves to third. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0 for 2 in the game. King hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Banks tags and scores. Two outs. It's Cubs, 3, Reds, 3. Pete Wisenant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wisenant is 0 for 2 in the game. Wisenant hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 2 in the game. McMillan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brooks Lawrence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawrence is 0 for 2 in the game. Lawrence bunts towards the mound. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. McMillan moves to second. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Temple takes first base on ball 4. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is 0 for 2 in the game. Landreth hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crow scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Landreth for the out. One out. Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 2 in the game. Jones is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0 for 3 in the game. Fondi hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fondi. The throw from Bailey and he is out, McMillan applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Crow takes first base on ball 4. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Post hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke juggles the ball. That's an error on Hoke. Crow moves to third. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Bailey is walked intentionally. Post moves to second. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Rocky Bridges. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess takes first base on ball 4. Crow scores. Post moves to third. Bailey moves to second. It's 4-3, Reds. Hal Jeffcoat pinch runs for Smokey Burgess. Turk Lown now pitching. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McMillan hits a fly ball into left field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. post tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 5-3, Reds. Brooks Lawrence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawrence is 0-2 in the game. Lawrence hits a fly ball into left field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Temple hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Bailey scores. Jeffcoat moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 6-3, Reds. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-4 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jeffcoat scores. Temple moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-3, Reds. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a line drive into center field. Wisenant settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Ray Jablonski now playing third base. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0-3 in the game. Hoke hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-3 in the game. Baker hits a line drive towards third. Jablonski reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Banks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 7, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.